The following is an exclusive presentation of Ravens Productions.
We're watching Ravens Unscripted! The
Ravens!
Looking for Torrey Smith, he's open, he's got it, and he's in for a touchdown!
Terrell Suggs applying the pressure, and the Ravens defense comes up big again.
We have finally hit the bye week, a chance for the players to get away and rest, a chance for us to come together and assess. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ravens Unscripted. I'm Kristen Burset, filling in for Jerry, who also had a chance to get away this week, enjoying the sunshine in Puerto Rico. But we're here working hard, getting ready to talk about the Ravens and where they are so far. Joining us, as usual, Baltimore Ravens, Garrett Downey and Ryan Mink, and also joining us this week from the Baltimore Sun, Aaron Wilson. Guys, let's get right to the top stories. Ravens 6-4 heading into the bye, one of their latest bye weeks they've had in a long time. Garrett, I'll start with you. Where do you assess the Ravens' position right now?
I'll just put it at pretty good. I don't feel great because you would really like to have one of those games against the Bengals that had gone either way. You would love to knock down that 77-yarder against A.J. Green that went for a touchdown, or you would love to have that Steve Smith touchdown stay on the board. Then you're sitting there and you're sitting at 7-3 and you feel a lot better about where they're at. But overall, I think you still feel pretty good. I think this is a team that still has a chance to certainly win the division and compete for a playoff spot, and that's what you want at this point of the season.
It's tough to feel great when you're in last place in the AFC North right now, but with that said, you're only a half a game out of first. I mean, the Ravens could end up, come out of the bye and be in first place if everybody else loses, which is just really kind of crazy. So I think it's a good, not great position, and the Ravens' schedule remaining isn't as tough as some of these other guys. I mean, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati haven't even played each other yet. So the Ravens get to sit back, watch the rest of the division beat up on each other.
Right. There's a good chance that some of these teams will knock each other off, and the Ravens will just, you know, with some of these games against losing teams, and, you know, they can all of a sudden be in an advantageous position here in December. I think the Ravens have a good shot still at making the playoffs. They just have to take care of business at home and can't have any more injuries, obviously. They've had some serious ones. Jimmy Smith's loss is someone you just can't quite replace. Top cornerback, shutdown guy. But I think the Ravens still have an opportunity here to make the playoffs and maybe even be the division champion, depending if things fall just right.
Aaron, you mentioned the secondary last week against the Titans. We saw that revamped secondary. Danny Gore, Jermaine Jacobs, and then also Anthony Levine really coming up. Ryan, is this something that this secondary can sustain, that success we saw against the Titans?
I think it's going to be tough to sustain exactly how good they were against the Titans. I mean, that was a rookie quarterback playing in his first game on the road ever in Zach Mettenberger. So I think we're going to kind of, it's a TBD. We're going to see these next two games coming out of the bye when you have to face Drew Brees, and then you have to go against the Chargers and Phillip Rivers. Then we'll see really where the secondary is at. It's going to be tough for them, I think, to play at an elite level. I think they can be solid.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the jury is still very much out in terms of what this group is going to be down the stretch. I think a lot of it probably depends where they're playing and who they're playing against. And that's what you saw. They're playing at home against the Titans and a rookie quarterback. Next game up, of course, Drew Brees on the road on the carpet in the turf there. So that's a little bit of a tougher task.
So, Aaron, against the Titans, the win, are they back on track, or can you, do you attribute that to a rookie quarterback and a not-so-good team?
I think you have to grade it on a curve because of the rookie quarterback, because of the pass rush they were able to generate, and because, you know, they have a secondary that's really a bunch of moving parts. You have so many changes. You've got Anthony Levine shifting from safety, starting for the first time. I thought he did a commendable job, but he has not been tested by an elite receiver. They haven't gone deep on him. We don't know how he'll track, say, maybe like a double move and things like that. So I think that the jury remains out on the overhauled secondary, and the real test comes down in New Orleans. And then, like Ryan said, the following week against San Diego, the formidable quarterbacks, you got to think that they will, you know, complete some passes on this group, and it's going to be imperative that they get 4, 5, 6 sacks a game. And it's asking a lot of the front seven. You know, you can't always count on that.
Some big games still to come. A lot of work to do for this Ravens squad. And a lot of work for us still to do. We've got much more coming up here on Ravens Unscripted, including one of the most controversial hits from this last Sunday. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Ravens Unscripted is brought to you by AAA. Every game is a big game. Start your journey with AAA. Visit us at AAA.com/Ravens. And by Under Armour.